תפילת החברים. בורא יקר,
prayer of the friends. Dear Creator, thank you for giving us wonderful friends and for the very opportunity to care for them and demand the force of our vut for them. Connect all our requests into one request and give us the desire to bestow to you and make you happy. Reveal your greatness to the entire world as the quality of bestowal and love. We thank you for all you have done, everything you are doing and will do.
So please.
כרך א', עמוד 163, מאמר פושעי ישראל. אמר ריש לקיש.
Again reading the felons of Israel. Reish Lakish said, the felons of Israel, the light of hell does not govern them, much less from the altar of gold, etc. The felons of Israel are full of mitzvot, like a pomegranate, as it is written, your temple is like a slice of a pomegranate. Do not pronounce it Rakatech, your temple, but Reikaning, the empty ones in you, are full of mitzvot, like a pomegranate. All the more so. Concerning the felons of Israel, we should understand with respect to whom they are called the felons of Israel. One, is it with respect to the Torah, or with respect to the whole of Israel, that they are regarded as the felons of Israel, or with respect to the individual himself, that is, he sees and feels about himself that he is the felons of Israel. It is difficult to see how one can be full of mitzvot like a pomegranate and yet be regarded as the felons of Israel. If we interpret this with respect to the person himself, we can say and interpret, although they are full of mitzvot like a pomegranate, yet he sees that he is still the felons of Israel. We should interpret Rimon, pomegranate, from the word Ramaut, deceit. That is, he sees that he is deceiving himself, meaning that although he is full of mitzvot, namely he sees that he has nothing more to add in quantity, and according to his efforts, he should certainly have been Israel by now, meaning Yashar El, straight to the Creator, where everything is for the sake of the Creator. Yet, after his self-scrutiny, he sees that he is deceiving himself. But the main reason he engages in Torah and mitzvot is self-love, and not in order to bestow contentment upon his maker, which is called Yashar El, meaning that all his work goes straight to the Creator. Since he saw that all his work was only in order to receive, he saw that he was a felon with regard to Israel. That is, he does not want his work to be for above, hold, in order to bestow upon the Creator. Rather, all his work is on the basis of keeping everything below, which is regarded as a receiver, because the receiver is regarded as of inferior importance, and the giver is of superior importance. This is extended from the root. Since the Creator is the giver, he is regarded as above, the created being who receives from the Creator is regarded as being of inferior importance. Hence, if his work is in order to receive, is regarded as wanting his work in Torah and Mitzvot to remain below, meaning in the state of reception. This is called felons with respect to Israel. Because instead of serving the Creator, where he wants to work to bestow upon the Creator, he does the opposite. He wants the Creator to serve men. And since they said that nothing is given for free, but the reward is given according to the labor, as is done in the corporeal world, this is how he wants to labor. He works for the Creator on the condition that the Creator will pay him for his labor. Otherwise, he will have no strength to make any move without reward. However, how can one come to see the truth that he is deceiving himself concerning the quality of the goal and cannot do the holy work in truth? Our sages said that in that regard, one cannot see the truth before one has light. That is, one sees that he is doing many mitzvot, meaning that he is full of deeds, and he sees no place where he can do more deeds that will help him become Israel. Meaning only for the sake of heaven, without any need for self-love. He does not see that he will ever achieve this by himself unless he has help from above. And it is impossible that men will be able to do this. It follows that the mitzvot he has done cause him to see the truth. That thus far he was deceiving himself, thinking that a person can obtain the force that compels one to bestow by himself. Now he has come to realize that this is not the case. Now we can interpret, even the empty ones among you are full of mitzvot like a pomegranate. It means that even though they are full of mitzvot, they feel that they are empty, because they see that they are like a pomegranate. From the words, I called to my lovers, they deceived me, meaning deceit, that all their work in Torah and Mitzvot was only for their own benefit and not to benefit the Creator. But who caused him to know this? It is precisely that he is full of mitzvot. This caused him to see that he should not fool himself into thinking that he can become Israel. Rather, now he sees that he is the felons of Israel. Turns out that it is impossible to obtain real, true knowledge of one's degree in spirituality unless he is full of mitzvot. At that time, he sees his state, that until now he was in deceit, and now he is in the degree of the felons of Israel. But without mitzvot is regarded as being without light. And then one cannot see the truth that he needs the Creator to help him become Israel. However, we should know that saying that if he is full of mitzvot, then he sees that he is as a pomegranate comes with a condition. It is said specifically when he is a person who seeks the truth. At that time, it is said that one who seeks the truth still cannot see the truth until he is full of mitzvot, but not before. Hence, this requires two things. On the one hand, he needs to engage in Torah and mitzvot as much as he can, without any criticism, whether it is on the path of truth or not. Only after the fact can he criticize, but not while engaging in Torah and mitzvot.
Or
at that time, he needs to feel himself in wholeness. As our sages said, one should always engage in Torah and mitzvot, lo lishma, not for her sake, because from lo lishma we come to lishma, for her sake.
Thus,
for now it is unimportant how he is engaging, because in any manner of engagement he is keeping the words of our sages.
But
after the fact, he must criticize himself to see if his actions were for the Creator or if something else was involved in it.
From
the two of them, he can come to be as a pomegranate, according to what we explained before. By this, we will understand the words of our sages. Our sages said, when Rabbi Eliezer ben Parta, Rabbi Hanina ben Pradion were caught,
woe
unto me, for I was caught for one thing, and I'm not saved. You engaged in Torah and charity, and I engaged only in the Torah. It is, as Rav Huna said, anyone who engages only in Torah is as one who has no God. As it was said, many days for Israel without a true God, without a teaching priest, and without Torah. What is without a true God? Rav Huna said, anyone who engages only in Torah is as though he has no God.
Should
understand why, if he does not engage in charity, he is as one who has no God. Another perplexity, why specifically the mitzvah, the commandment of charity? After all, there are other mitzvot that need to be observed. So why specifically charity is akin to being without a true God? It is as though by charity it is possible to tell if the Torah he is studying is without a true God. According to what we learn, all our work is in order to achieve equivalence of form, regarded as He is more merciful, so you are merciful. For this reason, during the study of Torah, one must not criticize his Torah, meaning whose Torah is he learning, and then he can learn even lo lishma, which is also a mitzvah. As our sages said, one should always engage in Torah and mitzvot, even lo lishma. Since from lo lishma, he will come to lishma. This is when he tests himself, his state with regard to equivalence of form, how remote he has become from self-love, and how close he has come to love of others. which is the meaning of adhere to his qualities. This is why he makes the precision that the main thing to know is to test himself regarding the quality of chesed, mercy. How much he engages in it, exerting for it, and contemplating various tactics and tricks to achieve equivalence of form. Otherwise, he will not reach the path of truth. It follows that at that time he does not have a true God, for true means, as it is explained, the seventh correction of the 13 corrections of Tikna is called truth. He interprets there in inner light. At that time appears the quality of the Creator, who created the world with the intention to do good to his creations. Since at that time the light of Chokhmah appears, which is the light of the purpose of creation, where everyone feels the delight and pleasure. At that time, everyone says with clear knowledge that this, meaning the goal, is true. It follows that if he does not engage in good deed, in charity, which is the power that can bring to love of others, by which he will acquire vessels of bestowal, as the upper abundance is drawn only into these vessels. And if he does not have vessels of bestowal, he cannot attain the delight and pleasure that the Creator created in order to delight his creations. It follows that in that state, a person is regarded as being without a true God. That is, the truthfulness of his guidance, which is to do good to his creation, is, God forbid, untrue. This is called without a true God. This can be obtained precisely by engaging in charity. However, without Torah, it is impossible to know one's state, meaning where he is. Since without light, it is impossible to see anything. Rather, to see that he is a felon of Israel, he needs to be full of mitzvot, meaning both mitzvot of learning Torah, as well as the rest of the mitzvot. The test is that after some time of engaging in Torah and mitzvot, he then needs to examine, but not during the work.
What
does it mean to engage in charity or good deeds?
Good deeds is called that I cover everything in the quality of mercy, chesed. That's it.
What does it mean in practice, in the ten? How do we do charity, good deeds to each other?
This that I... This that I cover all the deeds of the friends in my quality of mercy.
How do you do that? What does it mean that I cover with chesed?
That I raise their deeds to the degree of chesed, of mercy. It's the highest degree of bestowal that can be on the part of man.
What does it mean in practice?
Chesed, Gvura, Tiferet, and so on. So Chesed is the highest degree, yeah?
No. It's just a name, it doesn't mean much to me. What does it mean? What should I do in the 10? In my relation to the friends.
To justify everyone.
He writes,
if he does not engage in charity and good deeds, which is the power to reach love of others. My engaging in charity or in good deeds is the power that can bring one to love of others.
Because in this that he engages in good deeds, this brings him to love of others. It develops in him qualities that he comes closer to the others.
I really love this topic of deceit. Can you talk about it a little bit?
We need to reveal it along the way, along the path. How much we want to reveal the truth along the path, we reveal the deceit that both complete one another.
Now, this emptiness that we actually reach, this is actually the deceit that when we perform actions and we feel that we're being filled and we keep adding up and we advance 1 year to the next, etc., etc. And in the end, this is what he's telling us, it's all deceit. So,
to the extent that we advance, we reveal more deceit.
So, what does deceit refer to, this word, deceit? What is the deceit?
That we are deceiving ourselves. That we are seemingly advancing towards truth.
Nice. So he writes there, Rabash, then he discovers the need for to get help from the Creator.
Right.
But if the need for the Creator is revealed, it's no longer deceit.
If we need that the Creator will illuminate upon us, then by this, we are already rising above the deceit.
Wait a minute, I didn't understand. What does it mean to rise above the deceit? Deceit is we've reached an empty vessel. Seemingly we have nothing in our hands. We see that seemingly we didn't achieve anything. So if now a need would be revealed, a need for the Creator for something else, wow, something we didn't think about before, there is a leap forward suddenly. Then we found something, but it wasn't revealed yet, the need for the Creator. These words, not yet.
But the deception was revealed?
Yes.
That's it. To that extent, you are in need of the Creator.
Even if I don't yet feel that I need something, I'm still in this process of deceit.
Yes.
So he speaks about two different times here, but two stages when a person has to engage in the Torah, then he has to be in wholeness and he must not criticize. And then he must criticize himself whether his actions are for the sake of heaven. We speak of something else. Before you engage in the Torah, he also has to scrutinize, to prepare, so that the study will also be in the right direction. So can you elaborate these stages and why during the study of the Torah it is forbidden to criticize?
Because he needs to approach the Torah as something whole, complete. And thus he has nothing to criticize.
So what do we do before the study? What is the whole matter of preparing the intention so it will be for the sake of heaven and all of that?
Incorporating in the Torah, simply without criticism.
אפשר לומר שלימוד תורה זה
זמן. Can we say that the study of the Torah is the time of the lesson?
לימוד התורה זה study of Torah is time that he wants to incorporate in that same upper light that will influence him and advance him. That's the study of Torah. He doesn't know what will happen to him. He also doesn't know exactly for what he is engaging in Torah. He engages in Torah because the Creator has commanded it. But only after he engages, then he begins to understand what the Torah is doing in him.
Yes,
but his concept of time, the time of the Torah, the time of the study for us, let's say it means when we enter the morning lesson, the noon lesson, this is the time of Torah.
Yes, let's say that it's so.
When we enter a congress, let's say, what kind of time is that?
That's a time of connection. Incorporation.
And then what? Do we criticize or not criticize?
No criticism. In such times, such gatherings, assemblies, we make no criticisms. We just want to incorporate.
So what is the difference then between the time of Torah and the time of a congress, or is it the same?
Time of Torah and time of congress is two different things. Time of Torah is when we study the laws of Torah, and a time of Congress is a time of connection. That we hope that same light that influences us during the time of study will connect us and bring us closer and stick us together.
There was the time where later he has to criticize himself. When is that?
What did he attain?
After the Congress, after the lesson, etc., after?
Yes, 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 as a result.
Thanks.
Makalede yalnızca Tanrısı yok gibidir. Burada tanımlanması gereken
it is written in the article that anyone who engages only in Torah, it is as though he has no God. What exactly is this flaw or deficiency that has to be filled? And how can we fill it?
Again?
He writes in the article, anyone who engages only in Torah, it is as though he has no God. What exactly does it mean? What kind of a flaw or a deficiency does he refer to, and how can we fulfill it?
Because he doesn't intend by the Torah to correct himself, to connect with others, and to reach the goal that the Torah intends. He intends only to the body of the Torah, to know, to understand, to feel what the Torah can bring him. As if he has no God. He doesn't reach the essence, the inner force of the Torah.
Okay? Florida.
Florida.
Hi, Rav. If I work in Lo Lishma, I feel a reward. So what this article is saying, I'm asking, is what brings me to Lishma by working in Lo Lishma? Is it that I stop feeling the reward and start making these criticisms?
We learn
Torah,
and to the extent that a person intends to reach Lishma, meaning the intention to bestow, vessels of bestowal, then the Torah influences him. The environment influences him. Everything he engages in actually influences him, because his intention changes, manipulates all his study towards this goal. This is called Torah Lishma.
Ken.
So can I just have the intention to bestow and reach Lishma without working in low Lishma?
We don't need to work on low Lishma. We need to make the effort in the state we're in currently. We need to yearn to reach Lishma, meaning on the intention to bestow, from the connection between us, that we are all wanting to aim ourselves to bestow contentment to the Creator, to bring ourselves together to stand before Him like in the standing of Mount Sinai.
Kiev 1.
Да, дорогой Рав, то есть исходя из того, что мы учим здесь, на уроке я должен быть в состоянии
совершенства. What we study here in the lesson, it turns out that I need to be in the state of wholeness during the lesson, and after the lesson I have to check myself what state I was in, what kind of calculations.
А что значит?
Yeah, let it be so.
В таком случае в состоянии совершенства на уроке.
What does it mean, therefore, to be in a state of wholeness in the lesson?
I want to be adhered as much as possible, as much as I understand, as much as I'm capable, to be with the friends, and along with them to yearn to be adhered to the Creator, and in such a state that we will reach a state that we will all feel in the presence of the Creator, called the light of Torah.
What's the problem with that?
The problem, the person hears that, okay, I begin to work, okay, in the 10. We want to be full of mitzvot as a pomegranate, as written in the Torah. Isn't that supposed to bring us to adhesion with the Creator?
Let
us take it with small strides. First of all, we need to be connected between us. To be as one bundle.
Then
we need to rise to the Creator, meaning to turn to Him, to pray to Him, to get closer, to rise to Him as much as possible. After that, we will see ourselves, how much we are worthy of it or not. We will check whether we have this connection to the Rimon pomegranate or not. In the Rimon pomegranate, we can be full of mitzvot, commandments, or Rimon as Ramaut, deceit. Then we will see. How will we advance onward?
Lithuania 1. Спасибо, Рав. Вот вы сказали во время урока, что самое...
Thank you, Rav. You said over the course of the lesson that the greatest bestowal from man's part is to justify the friend. Can you expand on that?
No, I have nothing more to say, but rather the fact that each and every one of us wants to sanctify, to justify, to make the friend, each and every friend, greater in his eyes. And by that, we feel that we are in a society which is all growing, swelling like that in our eyes more and more. This is what can elevate us up above to the degree of the Creator.
When I judge myself, I criticize myself, I see that my actions are not for the Creator, but they are always for myself. What do I have to do?
Levakesh?
Ask. Ask that the Creator will help me to shift from in order to receive to in order to bestow in my demands, in my questions, in my feelings, in everything possible. Ask. That is a prayer.
Beseder.
How good is it to become a felon of Israel?
Israel means that you are directed to reach the Creator, to discover Him, to adhere to Him. And according to that, you can check where you are and how much more you still have left to rise to that degree. That's it.
And what exactly causes that I could become a felon of Israel?
Felon of Israel means that you discover all of the flaws that are in them, that have not been corrected yet, and that they are about to correct. So, according to the revelation of these flaws, they are called felons. And according to their intention, that they want to reach correction, they are called Yashar Kel, Israel.
Mm-hmm. Can I?
Rav, it makes
Hello, Rav.
My body still dictates me what to do, how to get control of this body so it listens to me and allows me to do all the spiritual actions that I want to do.
The body will not listen to you ever until you reach a state where you will bow down before the friends so that they will influence you. And the power of the friends that they will influence you, they will obligate you. Yes, then they'll force you to be together with them. This is what will correct you. That's it. Is this clear? What did he ask?
He was saying that it makes him angry that his body is still controlling him. And the body is dictating to him what to do.
The body won't let him loose out of his ego unless he bows down before the friends and he gives them the desire, the power, the possibility to influence him, to really control him. So then the control of the group, when they control him, that will correct him. Is this clear? Yes.
But all
the body's opposition is in trying to subjugate oneself towards the friends.
So
on one hand, the body is not letting us, and on the other hand, he won't let us unless we unless we subjugate ourselves. How do we get out of this loop?
It doesn't let us bow down, but the person performs all kinds of actions, exercises, in order to subjugate himself towards the group.
So what exercises can a person do
that
despite the body doesn't let himself subjugate before the group, to do so nonetheless?
Well, this is what we study. You must subjugate yourself towards the friends, towards the group, so that whatever they determine, you take it upon yourself as something that is sacred, and try to establish, to determine these things for yourself.
With respect to what does a person need to determine that what the group tells him is holy, and he needs to subjugate himself towards it?
With respect to everything. With respect to everything. If the group determines something, I must accept it, whatever it is, without any criticism. And even with criticism, so if my criticism is incorrect or it is correct, I accept whatever the group determines.
Yesterday we also spoke about this, and I wanted to ask, but didn't have the opportunity, so I'll ask now. The group is comprised of individuals that have all sorts of examples. You're talking about the 10, not the general group.
Yes.
So with respect to what term, concept, what group decision does a person need to see as holy with respect to himself and subjugate accordingly?
Respect to connection, respect to the purpose of creation.
Adam Chayav.
A person must subjugate himself and go along with everyone.
So these are general concepts, not something that we learn about this all the time, that we need to subjugate before these principles.
Yes.
And in the ten itself.
Well, that is in the ten itself.
What do I need? Because I see all sorts of examples in the ten. What is in practice now to realize my subjugation towards these principles in the ten?
I don't understand you.
I need to see examples for this in the 10, right? I need to see that the friends are in connection.
You need to connect with the whole 10 and go along with them towards the same direction that the 10 shows.
So that's my question, because let's say a person doesn't see the entire 10 going towards him. And there are various examples this way and that. In our lives, we see.
I don't see that. I think that in each and every 10, it has its spirit, and a person should become incorporated in this spirit and go along with the 10.
How could a person see the truth when he is deceiving himself?
How can he
see the truth when he is deceiving himself?
How can he see that he is deceiving himself?
Yeah, how can he see the truth?
He
becomes incorporated in the group more and more and tries to subjugate himself towards the group, then he will see the truth more.
Women Australia Charlotte.
Yes, from Belarus. Why do we have to play in fake love between one another in the 10? Because we don't have more than that. And through such efforts, we get closer to the truth.
No.
That's it, thank you. From our falsehood, we get closer to the truth.
We are reading select excerpts from the sources on the topic of the Dana of Atonement, Yom Kippur. We're on the subheading Days of Forgiving and Atonement of Sins, excerpt number 1 from Rabash.
Okay, let's go.
Days of Forgiving and Atonement of Sins, excerpt number 1 from Rabash. The days of the 10 penitential days are called Days of Forgiving and Atonement of Sins. So a man will have every opportunity to join in the work of the Creator once more, even though he's been so remote from the work. And the essence of the work is prayer, since only by prayer can one exit the public domain and enter the domain of the single one. This is so because when it comes to prayers, great and small are equal. Moreover, one who feels one's lowness can offer a more genuine prayer from the bottom of the heart. For he knows about himself that he cannot deliver himself from the strait on his own.
Questions? None.
Rav, in the introduction to this topic, we know that there's the period of Elul, the month of Elul, which is also, you say, what's that preparation towards the process that Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah begin with? How does Elul connect to that topic?
First of all, it's all the days of repentance, the slichot, the prayers, the requests. It all belongs to this period of time where a person has to perform a calculation, how the year went by, how he was during this year, as much as he got closer to the upper force, to that form he was supposed to receive according to the plan of the Creator. That's it. That's all called the period of the slichot, of the days of forgiving and atonement. And here we discover how opposite we are of what we should be, as much as the Creator created that purposely, that we will see one thing through its oppositeness, that we will ask of Him, demand of Him, that He will correct us, and that we will be worthy to be close to Him. That's the whole matter of the month of Elul. Me for my beloved for me. Elul is initials for that sentence. And that's how we have to try and come closer. Yeah.
It felt that there needs to be some event or some preceding work that leads a person to make that introspection. He works all year long. What is that stage where a person begins to feel that he needs to make that change? What led him to that, to such a point?
I'd say the lights that shine on it from above. Man himself cannot wake up on his own and start judging himself in a new way. No?
Come on. Excerpt number 2. Rabash again. Why Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are regarded as good days, although they are judgment? Judgment relates primarily to the wholeness that appears on those times. There is fear of the outer ones, that one might come into self-reception in mind and heart. This is why we must increase the awakening for repentance. Repentance means returning the desire to receive into being a desire to bestow. By this, we return to adhesion with the upper source and are awarded eternal dvikut. As far as the root and branch during this time, what does that mean? Is it easier during this time to make these scrutinies? Or is there no connection whatsoever to this period specifically?
Yes, yes.
There is both. There's things that are that specifically awaken during Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and so on, but it can also be not because
it's
that time of year, but because there's a general awakening in the world, and the hearts of people awaken such forces, such a sensitivity, that people affect one another. There are these and there are those.
So during this time of the 10 days of repentance according to the calendar, how can we be assisted by this period? How can this help us advance more?
It is worth being more in inner thoughts about the corrections. Yeah?
Seder.
Okay.
יופי. כן.
Yeah.
אז לגבי הבירורים, איך זה מתבצע? אדם צריך
לשבת. As far as these discernments, how does this take place? A man just needs to stand and think about all the year, what he did, what he didn't do, do calculations.
No, simply to be more sensitive on how you connect to friends and how that together you are directed towards the purpose of creation.
Yes, dear Rav, it's written here that we need to intensify, to increase the awakening for repentance.
To awaken yourself and the others, to come closer to the Creator, to His nature of love, bestowal, connection. That's it.
And the judgment, where is the judgment here?
You need to judge yourself. Where am I in this? How close or far am I in this?
Question: if I feel that I'm far, what do I do with that?
Ask, pray.
Can we view Ohosea or our connection as an amplification of Ohosea?
In
the connection between us, we can create the reflected light, yes?
If
we are aimed to be together in the connection between us and towards the Creator. Okay, next.
Excerpt number
3.
All the sins come only from the will to receive for himself. It follows that there is judgment on Malchut. Hence, we must repent to the extent that the Malchut will draw near to Zeranpin, which is called equivalence of form and Dvekut, adhesion. In other words, as Zeranpin gives, so will Malchut acquire such a correction, whereby repenting, when we say that henceforth all the actions will be in order to bestow, which is called mercy, rachamim, just like Zeranpin, it follows that repentance causes Malchut, who is called the quality of judgment prior to the correction, to become mercy or rachamim after the correction, like Zeranpin. By this we can interpret, return, O Israel, meaning that the repentance that a person should make is to make Malchut, who is called your God, the quality of judgment, become the Lord, which is mercy. This unification corrects all the corruptions that the iniquities caused, creating remoteness between the Creator and the Shekhinah. It follows that through this unification, all the iniquities have been atoned.
Clear,
right? There's nothing new here. Next.
Excerpt number 4. Before one comes to ask for forgiveness, he must first reflect on the core of the sin. Afterward, he can consider the sins that were caused by the core of the sin. One should know that the core of the sin with which one blemishes and from which all the sins extend is that one is not trying to have permanent faith. And only if he has partial faith, he settles for it. It is as it is written in the introduction to the study of the Ten Sefirot, that if he had permanent faith, that faith would not let him sin. That is, he asks forgiveness from the Creator, since he sees that the real reason for all the sins is that he lacks permanent faith. Therefore, he asks the Creator to give him that strength, meaning to have the ability to always have faith steadfast in his heart. Naturally, he will not come and commit sins and blemish the glory of the Creator.
Ken.
Yes.
Shalom, Morev Kula.
Hello, teacher, everyone. I didn't understand you earlier, teacher. You made from yourself a court and a trial, and you fell. Pomegranate, there's nothing inside. The grenade is nothing. Everything burns. The wood is burned. What are we doing? Why should you even let to continue next year also?
A person is given permission to keep going from year after year, more and more and more, because it's not at once that he starts understanding and grasping and discovering the purpose of creation, the essence of creation, his purpose in life. That's why it takes time, day after day, week, a month, a year. That's how he advances. Even incarnations that we don't even know yet, anything about them. They too gather into this.
I don't
believe in myself. I know myself. You know, it's an ass, a donkey. It's a, everything that your teacher wrote, he wrote for different people, not for me. You're special. What's special? Come on, man. Rav, I'm talking seriously. I'm talking to you really here. Rav, I'm talking to you seriously. And what are you special? From the bottom. I don't think so. I don't think of it that way. I don't think that way. I don't see your people that are worse than you. No. It's the bottom line, what you said, that they're not worse than me. That if not, the friends here, if it wasn't for the friend here, I don't know where I would be. Stop. So where would you be? What do you want? They're not worse than you. The Creator selected you together so that you, in some form of connection that you don't feel yet, what form of connection, this special connection between you, for you to help one another, support one another, and thus rise more and more upwards towards him. I'm operating against this. Rav, why are you operating against this? You're not operating, you're being operated. That's why you behave that way. Still, there's no action inside of you that you're operating yourself. Rav, but it's written about corrections. You said 5 minutes ago that all the time, not just 5 minutes, then we need to act here in corrections. And if you don't act in this, then you're
right,
blemishing
correct.
It.
So what?
My death is better than my life already for more than two months.
Oh.
Okay, I'm not judging right now and saying, you know, each should measure. The, what are you not operating towards this? Why should you be given if you're not working towards that direction?
Look, I guess that for the last, I'm older than you in about 50 or 70 years, and I'm telling you that all in all, we need to go through life and try throughout our life to bring ourselves to a more corrected state. If we won't have enough time in this life, we'll continue in the next life. It's not on us to determine that. That's determined from above. That's it. And be a bit more patient. There's nothing to do here. Everyone has nerves.
Nerves is despair. I just don't know what to do next already.
Despaired, why? Because it's coming quicker to you than others?
I know it's exactly the opposite of that. I'm talking about myself. I'm taking away from myself. I'm not talking about it. On the contrary. If it wasn't for them, there's friends here that if it wasn't for them, I really don't know where I would be now.
Yeah.
For sure not here.
Yeah.
And I have no way to give back to them. I'm exploding from shame and anger and anxiety and stress.
No more than patience. Let the Creator work on you.
You said now you have to do sentencing and you judge yourself where you were all year long. I don't want to look backwards.
So don't look backwards. Only look at one thing. How can I advance towards connection with the others? That's it. More than that, we don't need it. Just to be more connected between us. And then we'll feel that to that extent, we come closer to the Creator. Everything will calm down and come to peace. to wholeness.
Again.
Yeah.
In
the excerpt, he talks about the problem is that a person that suffices in partial faith, he doesn't have whole faith, and that's why he sins. Where is that necessity to not be happy with the little that he has and to actually have a deficiency and demand for complete faith?
That's how our nature, the records, awaken in us and demand implementation.
And from our behalf, how can we awaken these records of...
Through the connection between us, we can awaken the records all in us and everyone else. Okay?
Ken.
Yeah.
When a person examines how far he is from self-love and how close he is to love of others, which is the matter of to adhere to his measures. And yesterday you mentioned in the lesson that a person needs to dissolve and to be and the glue in the ten, and I wanted to ask, what does that mean to the glue in the ten?
That he connects everyone. He's concerned about connecting everyone.
Why is that the best role?
That is the best role, because by that, he works as Moshe, Moses.
Can I ask another question?
Yeah.
Whoever came to Bnei Baruch has a longing in the heart for the corrected state, for love that will be before us.
Yeah.
What is that yearning? What is its source?
That's a Shimo, a record from the final correction that is pulling him back there.
How to increase that longing so it will torment us and will not calm us down ever?
You have to implement it. Come with that record into the group and try there to implement it, to realize it. Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
He
says that faith and permanent faith is the solution for everything, for all the sins of
everything.
How to intensify that, increase that? What is faith in a permanent faith?
Permanent faith is that I want to be connected with the friends and the Creator in one force, in one system, without moving away from that.
There's a force that can cause that? Really?
Yes, yes.
In one picture of the ten, there's kind of all kinds of states. There's one that is the wicked of Israel. There's another that performs actions that he doesn't know that he's the wicked of Israel. There's one that's maybe Moshe. And you said to Neve earlier that I don't see like you, that there are all kinds of forms, and that every ten has some inner line that takes it, something that some spirit of its own that you can connect to.
And
a person needs permanent faith. So I'm not talking about permanent faith, I'm talking about the fact that the ten, my faith in the ten being connected, not to leave that point, that it has a line. It has this permanent spirit, and I want to nullify before that spirit all the time, so it won't stop.
Yeah.
So what is the exercise that I can do such that all of a sudden I see some friend that stands out this way or another? How do I balance this?
You are constantly concerned that everyone will be connected. Very simple. That we will all always be connected, that we're all gonna hug, that we're all gonna think of the center of the ten to be there. And when we come to it, we draw the Creator in there.
And in the efforts towards this, I can say that I'm constantly engaged in dealing with this. I'm making this place more permanent.
For sure.
רב מורגש מהשיעור.
Rav, you can feel from the lesson. Continuation to what a friend asks. When a person comes, he has a record from the final correction. He is drawn to the Torah. He wants light. He wants perfection. And then he's told you have to work in the ten. He looks, everything is corporeality. Suddenly to work in the characteristics of people. It's kind of like there's these opposites. He feels the shattering that was, yes? And he is drawn towards perfection and he's being told, work in imperfection. How can a person combine these two parts and work with them together?
I have to see myself that I'm not in wholeness and I have nothing of the corrected state. But along with that, I need to yearn to be whole with everyone above reason. And in this way, advance. That's it.
Meaning completely opposite from the feeling that